Today we have our Lord's Supper. It is known as communion. And every time we take part in the communion, in the Lord's Supper, Pastor reminds us of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen? And you know this truth from the Word, that the precious blood of Jesus was shed for us even before the creation of the world. You know that? That is in Revelation 13:8. This message about the glorious and the powerful blood of Christ is very close to God's heart. Anytime you mention the power of blood or you apply the blood of God, He will deliver, save, and do whatever that is required. So today, tonight, this is what we will be doing. Remember the blood that was shed on Calvary. Whenever you mention the blood of Jesus, demons flee, sickness, diseases, illness get cured. How many of you believe that? Yes, 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 yes. Impossible things happen right before your eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we just take 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 9, 19 and 20. NLT version preferably. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. The precious blood of Christ. Here, listen to this verse. The precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose Him as our ransom. He paid it all. Long before the world began, the Bible says. But now in these last days, God has been revealed for your sake, for my sake. Hallelujah. Even though, children of God, crucifixion took place in the eternity past, before the foundation of the world, the Bible says, in the heart of God it has happened, children of God. But it was revealed, it was manifested in history 2,000 years ago. And this is in your heart, in my heart. I thank and praise the Lord. It was kept secret for many people. They didn't even know, and they perished, they passed away. But the beauty of is this, oh hallelujah. Every time the blood of Christ is remembered, mentioned or applied, you see that even through the Old Testament, children of God, when the saints offered blood sacrifices, when they built an altar, the power of the promise of God got ignited. Yes, it was released upon them. The same way, every time we take part in communion, remember, we declare that the precious blood of Jesus has won us, has purchased us. And we are His precious possession. Hallelujah. I am sure you all know about what happened in Exodus 12. I'm not going in there. But just one verse. Verse 13. Exodus 12 verse 13 says, when I see the blood, I shall pass over you. Pass over you. And no affliction shall happen to you. Even today it stands. Yes. It's active. Active. Alive. No affliction shall happen to you. And He says, I will not destroy you when I strike your enemy. He will strike your enemy, but I will not destroy you. Hallelujah. As He promised, God saved His people and destroyed all their enemies, the history says. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what happened in Exodus 12. And His promise is the same for us today and forevermore. The plague shall not be in you. Take it from me. The plague that happened in that place, you know, and that plague will not come upon you. Your tent will not be destroyed, children of God. We shall be saved. And one more thing I just want to say, Romans 5:9, it says, we shall be saved from future wrath. Can you see what I'm talking about? What is about to come to the whole world, you will be saved from that. Can you all rise up on your feet? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5:9 says, for much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Oh, just lift up your hands and praise Him. How much He has thought about us. Even before the creation of the world, He has a big plan for this church. Not CTRR, the church, the universal church of God, and also the people of God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just lift up your voice? Jesus died for our sins. Through his resurrection, he has won victory over the power of all the demonic negative power and authority of Satan. He broke it, children of God. Jesus, 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 your blood has won us victory. The power of sin has been broken over us. Say amen, children of God, if you believe it. The power of sin has been broken over us by the death of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Law has no power over us. The power of sin has been broken over us, over us, over us. Enemy has no access to you. Hallelujah. We are no longer slaves to sin. We are no longer powerless to break free. Hallelujah. One word, he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Now that he lives for the glory of God, and we too have to declare, yes, Lord, I deny self, and Father, I declare the glory of God all throughout my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Hallelujah. The God that has come down in the form of man to win you and me, children of God. What more? He wanted the old, old relationship that he maintained with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He's still enjoying that with you and me. That is his church, children of God. He has won the victory. He has won the victory. He has won it all for us. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Father God. Thank you for this precious evening that you have given us, Father. We know, Father, we stand here by the grace of God, Father. Not of our ability, nothing whatsoever. You created it all. And we know you are the sovereign God who is in full control. This evening we bow before you. And we're handing over everything that we know that you have given us as talents. We leave it unto you, Father God. Reign over us, Father God. Let the powers of darkness flee from us. Let every sickness be healed in this place. Let every demonic activities come out in Jesus' name. Get out in the name of Jesus. Father, let your children worship you in truth and in spirit. If there is unholiness, if there is anything that is hidden which you have not told anyone, not even confessed to Jesus, he is here right now. Open your mouth and confess it to him. He is here. He is here. His blood is enough, children of God. Wash it with your precious blood so you will be set free this evening, even before you enter the praise and worship. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We leave everything in your hands, Papa. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, together we say, amen.